The artist Alexandre-Marie Collin set the visit of François I, made in 1533, in front of the Maison Carrée, a Roman temple. Although the large format makes it resemble a historical painting, the representation is typical of a troubadour painting, where the Middle Ages and the Renaissance were the sources of inspiration. Collin evokes the King of France's role as a patron and scholar, who gave back to the town and coat of arms of the former Roman colony, the crocodile and the palm tree, and ordered the demolition of any buildings that spoiled the ancient amphitheatre and the Maison Carrée. The king is represented kneeling on the ground in front of a stele, wiping off the dust with his own hand in order to read the Latin inscription. He is accompanied by a sizable court, gathered around him in a semicircle, but only the two young pages and his close companions are following his reading. A jostling crowd is trying to climb the steps or catch sight of him from the top of the ramparts. The artist has given the ancient town a setting like that of a medieval town. The meticulous rendering of the costumes, the shimmer of the fabrics, the shining armor of the soldier all demonstrate his special skills in this very fashionable neo-Gothic style. Collin was director of the École de Dessin de Nîmes, the Nîmes Design School, where he taught between 1834 and 1838. He donated the painting to the town in 1838 when he returned to Paris. It was displayed with its companion piece, Les Bohémiens du Pont du Gard, the Bohemians of the Pont du Gard, at the Musée de la Maison Carrée, and then at the Hôtel de Ville from 1858 until 1988.